Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Without further ado, please welcome your hosts, Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Up tonight. I'm going up here.
Wow, it's great that you explore that part of your voice. You never
Absolutely
are resonant and high.
Never. Hi guys, how's everyone doing tonight? All right?
Great.
This is so fun. I think this is the most packed audience we've had.
Wow,
you
way
guys
to go,
are
guys.
Doing it. Who here listens to the podcast?
Okay. Cool, very
That's
cool.
That's good.
That's fun. Who here doesn't listen to the podcast?
Fuck you!
Yeah,
get
no.
the fuck out!
I welcome them.
You we guys, welcome you.
Oh my God, well, welcome to Las Culturistas Live. I don't think so, honey. What you're about to see is, wow, just a tapestry of rage.
Yes.
A
cornucopia of anger.
Oh, yeah. Overflowing.
Yeah. And wait, I guess we should place these upon
Absolutely.
Our heads.
Absolutely. These now, are... These are Joanne hats.
A little bit different.
A little bit different.
A little bit different from our usual Culturistas hats, but you have to change with the times.
You have to change with the times.
And can we say one thing? These are literal Joanne hats from the Lady Gaga store.
Official merch.
And this merch is a little shitty.
It's a little shitty. It's shitty merch, which we should not put up with as a capitalist, like, consumer,
I'm
right?
sorry, but Lady Gaga, I don't think so, honey, Lady Gaga's merch.
Wow.
Because, look, no, we're gagged to have the merch, but, yeah. like, look at the flip-flop. Look
I
at
know,
it.
I know,
it looks silly. How much? It was a gift,
It
babe.
Was a gift. For both of
it was
us.
A gift, babe.
And it was a Christmas gift.
A Christmas gift.
So, but wow, guys.
A Christmas gif, I just said, like Santa falling off the roof. That'd be a good gift for Christmas.
So applicable to many contexts.
Oh my God, current events are happening right now.
You know, that's the beauty of current events is they're concurrent.
They always are happening at all times.
To be honest, Matt and I are a little out of the loop this week. There's also just no fun news happening this week,
I
right?
I agree. It feels like a very boring news week. It's just a lot of white gays succeeding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
We got a little reaction from the audience.
Hey, that's only okay when I say it.
But guys, give it up for your Antonys of the world, your Adam Rippons of the world,
your Trixie Mattels
of the world.
Who is Team Trixie?
Cool.
Who is Team Shangela?
Dang.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know.
I do.
I'm going to say, I think it's so cool that in the year 2018,
uh-oh, here we go.
One out of four Final Four queens is white and is still able to beat the POCs out. Gorgeous.
You are a political bitch.
I'm political. Just you wait. I have a read on the government. I'm going to do in a bit. Oh, my God.
That you're going to do tonight?
That I'm going to do tonight.
Ho,
okay.
Speaking of which, should explain to them what it is.
Okay, yeah. So when I don't think so, honey, you're about to see 50 comedians... do an I Don't Think So, Honey, which is a one-minute rant on anything that's just grinding these people's gears, pushing these people's buttons,
mm-hmm.
really getting them enraged,
getting them
right?
so mad at culture.
Yes.
And they're going to take 1 minute to rail against, and I mean, can we also say this is especially a gag today because this actually is the 2-year anniversary of the Las Culturistas podcast.
Very fun. 2 years old.
2 years old, the terrible twos. Now we're gonna start getting like really shitty behavior wise.
Oh, yeah. yeah
and like
yeah,
start
yeah.
sucking on everything. Which I believe happens. I don't know, I don't have children.
Yeah, I'm gonna teeth and just.
I'm gonna teeth.
Scream in the middle of the night.
Boys.
Wow.
And also, wait, it's the 1 year anniversary of I Don't Think So Honey Live.
The show, the live show.
Isn't that fucked up and weird that it was the two? It's like two anniversaries separate.
It's like when a mom and a daughter have the same birthday. Yeah.
Did you know that my mom and my aunt have the same birthday 3 years apart?
That's fun.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And also get this. Also get this, though. Their brother, I have the same birthday as him. It's weird.
Dang.
I don't know. Is that an astrological thing? No. Who believes in astrology?
Ooh. Who doesn't think that the positions of stars thousands of light years away has any bearing on our personal behavior? Thank you. You guys should read Carl Sagan. Absolutely.
I don't know. Can I tell you, there was a moment where someone got me with it, though. They were like, well, our body is mostly water. You don't think that the tides change the way you are? And I was like, okay, hold on. I'm willing to change my whole worldview because of what you said.
Oh, my God.
That's what makes me a dangerous person.
Uh-huh. A pseudoscience lover.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Before we get going on I Don't Think So, Honeys, we do have to bring out a very special guest. Now, normally... Normally, Annette Bening is in town to talk to us. She's in L.A.
She's in L.A. working on her film career.
So
she did send us a message, and she thought we were going to do really well tonight.
Yes.
So that's
very
good.
Nice. But instead, we have an amazing guest.
Yeah.
You know, this year has been, the year of women. And it's women's Awareness Month.
What?
March is Women's Month. And International Women's Day was last week. Beautiful. And we should all be aware of women.
Is that real? Is it Women's Awareness?
No, it's not aware. I used the wrong word. It's
Women's
not awareness.
Awareness.
And we have to honor this rich tradition of women who just start the conversations that need to be had. And so tonight we have an amazing guest. We have the world's only female men's rights activist.
Yeah. Now, we've been told to address this person by one name only.
And one name only, yes. One
Everyone,
name one name
please
only.
Welcome
Annie.
The only,
oh my God, the only female
men's rights activist. You go get... Yeah, because, you can...
How are you? Good to see so many men here.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, a lot of men out during Women's Awareness Month.
Women's Awareness
Month. This guy's, arriving late.
Looking strong, looking good. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Annie, how is it going? How's your march going? It's Women's Month.
It's Women's Month, which is exactly why my issues are so important.
Yeah.
I just started teaching classes, actually, and I would love to plug.
Okay, go ahead, plug, please.
Yeah, so I'm teaching men too, hashtag men too classes, a little pun. It's a little pun. Basically, it's this really cool workshop where alt-minded people can come together in one room, and it's a safe space for men to get together and just play,
Yeah.
We're just playing. So,
Tucker Carlson says that men are under attack. So this is something that you agree with?
Who said it? Yes. Yes!
They are!
Yeah. Yes!
They are, said a female
voice.
They
are under attack. You got your Harvey Weinsteins and your Woody Allens. These guys are geniuses, by the way.
Creative
these guys
geniuses.
Have the height. Would you even know what movies are without these two men?
That's true.
No.
That's true.
And we cuff them up and we lock them away. No questions asked.
I don't think
either of them have faced any legal repercussions.
Right.
You wait. You wait till March is over, Women's Awareness Month is over, and then shit will start happening.
Because podcasts are a visual medium and we can't see this at home, your mouth is absolutely destroyed with lipstick. You got it all over your teeth and... Really, everywhere but your lips.
Listen, I woke up in a tizzy. I'm freaking ticked at the world.
Ticked.
I'm ticked off.
That's actually rule of culture number 89.
Bring back
ticked.
Thank
it's not you. Pissed off. It's ticked off.
Yeah.
Continue.
I just want to say that women, okay, we hear you screaming.
And what gets your goat about these women? Like, what's the worst thing that they're saying?
What gets your goat about them?
Well, it's just like, you know, they're pointing the fingers so hard, but it's like, think of all the bad women out there. You got that snapper turtle, Michelle Obama.
There's one. The snapper turtle.
You got Meghan Trainor out there telling all the women to be unhealthy.
She's a problem, yeah, Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor's reprehensible.
And that's a comment on her weight.
RuPaul, a trans woman, is a problem too.
I think you might be misinformed about RuPaul.
Yeah, Ru is not trans.
RuPaul's a drag queen.
Well, I understand what I see on TV, and he's as a shapeshifter.
Oh.
He
would agree with you there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. Women are being very problematic.
Yes, being
and
bad.
The thing is, ladies, let me address the ladies. Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh my God!
I don't mean to upset you, but the things that men think about are a lot worse than the things they do.
Go on.
Well, you know, for instance, what's the worst thing you ever thought about a woman?
It's a trick.
I'm gay.
He's gay.
Yeah, but you never ever see a woman. You're like, oh, she's so beautiful. I ought to kill her so no one else can have her. Yeah. See. We all thinking it.
Oh, my God.
But are we doing it?
No.
Yeah. So and what's the big deal?
That should be
this
a
guy's
comfort.
Gay. He's on my side. I got power to you, brother. Power to you.
Men's thoughts are worse than their actions, and that should be a comfort.
Yeah.
That should be a comfort.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. So, Annie, you just did like a little faux, you know, joke curtsy or like a little like... Like a little.
Yes, I don't mean to offend.
Is chivalry dead? Is chivalry dead right now?
Chivalry dead.
Chivalry is so dead that it's going back into the cycle of like super hard chivalry. Like, first it was the feminazis don't want you to open the elevator door for them. Okay.
Yeah, they don't.
They'll scream at you
if you press
hold,
the call button.
If you press the call button, yeah. They say, "God damn it! Wait, you want to fuck me in the ass too?" Nasty women. Not very nice.
Not very nice. Not is very that nice. Really... Do you think that maybe it's just women should be a little bit nicer?
Oh, well, is it a respectability politics
I think
thing?
It's just, again, when you're so blind and screaming your throat out, you can't see what you're doing to men. And men have it bad, too, I hope you know.
How so? Go on, elaborate on that.
Well, they just do. I mean, it's just so hard to take all that abuse, okay? You know what I mean? And that's what my classes are all about. I wish more women took my classes so they could truly see how they're behaving.
Are there a lot of gay men enrolling in the class?
Well, I have one.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to take the class? Where are you teaching this class?
Yeah, we meet at the VFW every Sunday. We start around 11 a.m. We toss back some brews. We toss bean bags. We toss anything you throw out there.
Oh, wow.
And we just we rehash these scenarios, improvised scenarios. On ways that we can improve communication between men and women.
Can I ask you a question? Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
What are they like? What is your partner like?
They, them, those, these? How about he? We forgot about he!
No!
Remember he!
Oh, remember.
Remember when he and she was okay?
I cannot.
This is crazy.
All right, listen, okay. Annie, I think we're already learning. It's like, it feels like you're already spreading your teachings.
Oh, my God.
And that's beautiful.
And that's beautiful. And Annie, would you please join us in singing the I Don't Think So, Honey national anthem. We're not a nation, but we do have a national anthem just to kick things off. Annie?
I'd be delighted to.
Thank you so much. Right. We sent you the lyrics, so I think we can all just pull them up and then sing together.
I left my phone back here.
You can just read off of mine. Okay,
right,
so Will, let's
hit it. All rise for the...
When you feel there are things in this world that you hate, when you feel there are things you don't like, when you think you need to speak out and you need to shout and you say whatever you like, I don't think so. so, honey.
Come on.
I don't think so, Chuck.
Come on.
I don't think so.
Bitch.
I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, child. I don't think so. Bitch.
Bitch. Wow. Amazing. Guys.
Andy, men's rights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll have sign-ups in the back corner over there if you'd like to take my class. And keep America great again.
Keep America great again.
Kaga. Kaga.
Keep America great again, everybody. Wow. That was Annie Donnelly, everybody.
Annie Donnelly.
Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, Annie Donnelly. She joins Pat Regan as a Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, and Pat Regan was so upset about that, he refused to show up tonight.
That's true. All right, I think we can kick things off with some I Don't Think So, Honey.
I think we're ready. You guys ready? Okay, so I think what's first going to happen is Bowen. It's Bowen's turn to demo a prepared I Don't Think So, Honey.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go up and show everyone the troll bowl.
Okay.
And so basically, you guys, everyone has an option tonight. We have 50 comedians backstage.
Yep.
And they have either prepared an I Don't Think So, Honey topic, or they can reach into the annals. Am I using that word right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know my words, but I do know my heart.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. Thank you, babe. I love you. So, you know what happened? We lost the bowl that we carved.
The teak bowl. So we have a glass
bowl. So we have a glass blown. We were, for hours we made this.
We blew this.
And it's filled with troll bowl topics. Now, these topics are designed to fuck people up.
They should be hard to go negative on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Past examples have included Sasha and Malia Obama.
Yeah, Julie Andrews.
And David Bowie.
Yes.
The women of Broadway.
Yeah, things of that sort. So we've got a lot of really good ones in here, and I'm going to demo that in just a second, but it's time for Bowen Yang to take the mic.
Okay.
And a prepared I Don't Think So, Honey is about to happen. Let's go. Give it up for Bowen Yang. Your hosts.
This one's, we'll see. All right.
Okay, here we go. So this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, America's crumbling infrastructure.
Okay.
Oh, no, we're not going to have pedestrian bridges collapse and kill people. No, I want at least $500 billion in spending for our train tracks, for our highways, for our airplanes, honey. I don't ever want to wait 2 more hours on the tarmac because fucking Mitch McConnell didn't want to do something.
30 seconds.
Oh, bitch, never be on a derailed Amtrak or else I will scream before I save everybody's ass. America's infrastructure, you're busted. You're
15
fucked.
Seconds.
I need you to go call your congressperson and demand more spending on infrastructure. That's
5 seconds.
Minute.
Keep going,
keep
bitch.
Keep going. And no. Do better.
That's one
Do
minute.
Better.
Do better. That was Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, everybody.
Okay,
I am nervous.
Oh, no. Give it up for Matt Rogers, my co-host.
Matt. Do you like the ensemble?
Mariah Carey.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt, I think we have something for you. Oh,
okay,
hold on
here
one
we
second.
Go.
Oh, wow.
No.
New co-anchor of the Today Show, Hoda Kotb. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Hoda Kotb. If they wanted you, you would have gotten the job. Listen. Men's rights activist, it doesn't stop at Annie Donnelly, honey. Bring back Matt Lauer.
No,
I'm just kidding. Hoda, listen, I love you, but you were next to Savannah. You gotta up your game. It's rule of culture number 13. When you are next to Savannah, you gotta up
your game.
Savannah Guthrie is serving you hair, serving you a direct camera address. Hoda Kotb, you are too colloquial. You are trying to be too much our friend. I want journalism, honey. Hoda Kotb, let someone else drink with Kathy Lee if you're gonna move to the 9 a.m. hour. I feel like we need to be spreading the wealth, not giving all the wealth to Hoda. That is feminism. More money for all women, right?
5 seconds.
There's one more thing. Hoda Kotb, go on The View because we need to get Meghan McCain out.
Ah, that's 1 minute.
Can I say?
Yes.
I actually like Meghan McCain now.
No.
I was famously pro Jedediah Bila and anti-Meghan McCain, but I feel like I've fallen down many Meghan McCain wormholes, and I like her as a person, even though I think she's misguided, and that's on us to help her.
Shut the fuck up. Do you guys remember when Meghan McCain wrote for the Daily Beast and was a fucking insufferable piece of shit like she's always been? Yeah, I do. And she sucks on The View. Thanks.
All right, everyone, please welcome Meghan McCain!
Meghan!
No, oh my God, that would be the gag.
I would like pay my respects to Meghan McCain.
Oh, please, I really want her on the show.
Guys, are we ready for our first group of the night?
Yeah!
Oh my God. We're bringing people out in groups of five as always, and this first group is a doozy. Please give it up.
Doozy? Oh wait, we should say we've named every group.
Yes.
Now this first group is called
Amazing Thunder. Please welcome Lou Gonzalez.
Give it up for Chelsea Davison.
Give it up for Eudora Peterson.
Ms. Joanne. Brought to the stage tonight. Yes, Curtsy.
Come through in these midwinter, late winter fashions.
Okay. Staying warm, staying stylish.
Yes. All right. First up to the mic is Lou Gonzalez.
Lou Gonzalez, everybody. Yes. Remove that hat. Put on the culture hat.
Everyone has the option of wearing the culture hat or not. If hats aren't your thing, respect.
But hat is his thing. Look at that. He knew exactly how to put it on.
Lou, is it going to be pre-selected or troll ball? Okay.
He's got something. Tell him in the mic. Here we go. Listen, this is Lou Gonzalez. I don't think so, honey. And his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Diversity, bitch. Oh. Excuse me, okay? Who is diversity for? Not me, okay? What am I being included in and who's doing the including? White people. Okay? Bitch. I am not interested in a seat at the table. I want the table. I want the dining room. I want the house. I don't think so, honey. Okay? I am sick and tired of these white people liking diverse shows. Like they know that these are real minorities talking. They don't talk like that. Those are white writers. I want people of color showrunners. I want executives. I want it all, okay? You know what I want? I want you to back up. I want white people to disappear for 15 to 20 years.
5 seconds.
Let us catch up. Trixie Mattel is white supremacy.
Oh,
That's one minute.
Can you suffice in 2 seconds what it is? Trixie Mattel is white supremacy is a great blackout.
I'm done with her.
We should say Trixie Mattel is of Native American descent.
Yes.
That is technically true. But sure.
Sure. All right,
we love
everyone,
Trixie.
Please welcome to the mic, Chelsea Davison. It's Chelsea, y'all.
Chelsea pitched a few topics. Are you going to go pre-selected or are you going to troll?
I'm going to go pre-selected.
It's going to be pre-selected.
Yeah, I had a lot of options of things I hate.
Okay.
Full of hate.
Chelsea Davison's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Girls who claim to be witches. Okay? No. I'm looking at you, every single fucking woman in L.A. What? No, you're not a witch. You just want to be quirky and you're too cheap to buy a ukulele. Okay? Sorry, get some overalls, bitch. I don't think so, honey. You're a little fucking coven, okay? It's you and your girlfriends hanging out drinking wine. You're not witches, you're basic bitches, okay? What do you even do? You light some candles, you burn some sage, are you casting a spell that makes you smell like a Bath and Body Works? I don't know. I don't think so, honey. You're crystals, okay?
15 seconds.
You're shitty fucking crystals. Look, they're not magic. They're just fucking rocks, okay? If you really want to buy crystal, at least meth gets you high. Ah! You know what? I don't think so, honey. You guys aren't witches. If you really want to be quirky and original, and fucking bangs.
And
okay.
That's 1 minute.
Thanks. Chelsea Davison. Some fucking bangs, you quirky girls.
Wow.
Everyone, please welcome Eudora Peterson.
Eudora.
Yes.
Damn.
Runway ready, New York Fashion Week.
Come on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Eudora, is it going to be pre-selected or trollable?
Pre-selected, please.
Okay. This is Eudora Peterson's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. The Zodiac Killer. What the? Murder is illegal, honey. You can't kill people, honey. That's what people I would like to kill, but I don't do it, honey. Are you kidding? You broke the law, honey. You are a dirty little outlaw, honey. And what? Oh, so many. What the heck was with those cryptic letters you sent to the
30
police?
Seconds.
What the fuck was that? The symbols? That's a bad letter. Letters need an alphabet. They start with dear so-and-so, and then they end with warm regards, and you sign your name. Oh, my God. And because of motherfuckers like you, there is
seconds.
Too much true crime media.
I thank
God every goddamn day that podcast didn't exist when you were running around trying to kill people. If you're out there and you're still alive, don't stay away from me. I'm scared of you. Okay.
That's one minute. No, thank you, Zodiac Killer.
Thank you, Eudora Peterson.
Everyone, it's time for Joanna Rotkoff. Give it up.
Joanna.
Yes, I'm loving the jacket, the arms Joanna. On the jacket. Come on,
come
shoes.
On. Woo. Absolutely. Joanna, is this going to be pre-selected? You're holding a phone. I think it's going to be pre-selected.
It's pre-selected.
It's
amazing.
Pre-select.
All right. Joanna Rothkopf's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who like books. Like, first of all, that's a very cool brag that you know how to read. I think most of us up here also know how to read. But also, it's so fucking vague. It's like saying, I like food. I like nature. I like television, which people also say, and I don't think so, honey, to them either. Also, think of books that there are. There's the Bible.
30 seconds.
There's the dictionary. There's Mein Kampf. You know, you see like a girl on Instagram like sitting in a coffee shop like hashtag perfect Saturday, my latte and Mein Kampf. And also think who writes books. Bill O'Reilly.
15
Hitler,
seconds.
As I said. Real Housewife of New Jersey and former current felon Teresa Giudice has written not one, but six
5 seconds.
Books. Sorry. Including... 4 cookbooks. It's like, be more specific, bitch.
That's 1 minute.
Okay.
Yes, Joanna.
Joanna,
we are anti-books here on Las Culturistas.
Burn them all.
I've only read 8 books in my entire L.
That's that. Not a, that is well documented. Please welcome Megan O'Neill.
Megan O'Neill. Come on. Yes, it's a cape.
Come on, sweater
super
cape.
Super villain.
Sweater cape.
Super villain.
Super
Catwoman
villain.
Who?
I don't know. Keep clapping. I could really never get enough of
it. Yes!
Keep clapping.
The shoes, too.
Whoa. Thank you.
Oh, Megan.
Has beans.
Megan, is it going to be pre-selected or trollable?
It's going to be pre-selected because I have no natural enemies. I had to invent one.
Oh! This is Megan O'Neill's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Black Mirror on Netflix. Listen, folks, if you're anything like me, you watched the first episode and thought, finally, a show for me. A show about pig fucking. But then, do you think they brought the pig fucking back? I don't think so, honey. And I watched the second episode and thought, great, some kind of fucked up talent show. Somebody's talent could be fucking a pig.
30 seconds.
But I don't think so, honey. Third episode, there's a fucking contact with all your memories in it. And I thought, great, a memory of a guy fucking himself a pig. But did they do it? I don't think so, honey. Don Draper was on an episode. I thought, great, I'm going to watch Don Draper fuck a pig. But do you think that happened? Hell no!
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
And when I say I, you say don't think so, honey. I
don't think so, honey.
Bring back the pig fucking.
Give it up for this group!
Amazing Thunder!
We're
off to a rollicking start, Bowen, I'd say.
I would say so as well.
The energy is thick with everyone wanting to fuck pigs.
Yeah. Give it up for our next group.
This group
called
is called Headlines.
Headlines. Welcome to the stage, Aaron Markey.
Matt Wilkins.
Isaac Oliver.
Emmy Blotnick.
And Dulce Sloan.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is an all-star group.
This is very fun. Okay, first to the mic is gonna be Ms. Erin Markey. Come on, babe. Yes, get the book.
She got the book. We've got the book, Erin.
All right, so here's the big...
respect.
Tomcat.
Erin, is it gonna be pre-selected or trouble? You've got a notebook, I see.
I'm on the edge of my goddamn seat.
I don't fucking know.
Oh my God. I'm edging.
Okay, pre-selected.
She's going to do pre-selected, although it was in her mind.
Yeah.
Trust your journal.
Trust your journal.
Trust your journal. Erin Markey's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Celebrities who deny the lesbian rumors circulating about Yes, I am talking to you, Kendall Jenner. You come from a long lineage of deniers. Whitney Houston, Dolly Parton, Janelle Monáe. Why would you want to act, honey? Like, that isn't the most special thing you could be a part of.
30 seconds.
Or, sweetie, is denying it a part of the ritual? I don't think so, honey. Kendall Jenner, if you think you are not the Leah Delaria of the Kardashian family,
15 seconds,
then you are fucking dead wrong. And if you are ashamed of that, then I cannot respect you as a Victoria's Secret angel.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Gay men who act like they have never seen or know what a vagina is. That was your fucking first memory, you motherfucker. A reptilian brain.
Thank you, Erin
Markey.
Unbelievable. You know, that's actually rule of culture number 67. Kendall Jenner is the Leah Delaria of the Kardashians.
Wow, amazing. Erin Markey. Now please welcome
Matt Wilkins. Yes. USA.
He's swapping hats.
Yeah, put that hat on. Come on, rock it. Yes. Matt. Fashion. Okay, so do we think, think this is a pre-selected topic, or are we doing the troll bowl?
I think we're seeing a pre-selected.
It's pre-selected.
Okay, pre-selected.
This is Matt Wilkins's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Paper straws as a substitute for plastic straws, honey. I go to a coffee shop every morning for my fucking cold brew coffee.
Yes.
And they switched out the plastic straws with paper straws. And coffee drinking has become a living hellscape nightmare.
30 seconds.
Sucking on a paper straw is like sucking on a wet diaper. It tastes like a standardized test.
15 seconds.
I would rather have my throat swabbed for gonorrhea
5 seconds.
Repeatedly than suck anything out of a paper straw.
And
thank you very much.
1 minute, Matt Wilkins.
You know what? It does. It feels so fucked up on your mouth.
It's so bad.
It feels so fucked up on your mouth, you guys.
Ooh, it's bleach, baby.
Oh my God.
Next up, please welcome Isaac Oliver.
Come on, Isaac.
Isaac.
He's been booked on the show 3 times. He finally made it, bitch.
Isaac Oliver, être à voir. What is it going to be?
Ooh.
Troll bowl or pre-selected?
Pre-selected.
Okay.
They're scared of the troll bowl tonight, honey.
That's okay,
I'm scared
that's okay.
of lots of things.
We're edging for the troll bowl.
I'm scared of a minute.
This is Isaac Oliver's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Wedding reception playlists without any slow songs. You fucking monsters. We flew here. We gave you gifts. You're the only people who get to stand close and sway.
30 seconds.
It's a fucking wedding, not a spin class. We're exhausted. My God, don't you think we'd like to get a little close to each other once in a while? I don't know how to be close to anyone. I need weddings for this.
15 seconds.
I can't patrol the room with Prosecco and go melancholy at like 11:30 to Uptown Funk.
5 seconds.
Play a slow song.
And that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
Isaac Oliver.
Isaac Oliver.
Oh, I feel
seen. I get scared of the slow songs because there's an expectation that you need to get up there and get close to someone.
But then until he got to the melancholy part of just like walking around with a glass of something.
This is a longer conversation about identity, you guys.
Amazing. Guys, welcome to the stage. Emmy Blotnick. To the mic.
She doesn't know this, but one time I waited on her at Brooklyn Crab.
Are you serious?
Yes, girl.
Oh, my.
Emmy. Oh, baby. Look, wait. Iconic flats. Iconic
yes, flats.
Flats.
Thank you. Flats. I'm not proud of this outfit.
No, we are proud of you. We feel like it's great.
Emmy, right. Is it going to be pre-selected or trollable?
It's pre-selected. I got some rage in my system.
Come on, babe. Let it out.
Emmy Blotnick, right. I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Comic book movies. I am not watching any more 3-hour movies about Happy Meal toys fighting on a rock. I think we need reparations for women who have had to sit through those movies against their will. I want some movies that are just as stupid as those, but about our stupid interests. I want a movie that's just 2.5 hours of Rachel McAdams trying on blouses.
Yes!
Just back-to-back blouses.
30 seconds.
Because there are a lot of blouses out there, and she looks good in all of them. Just be her pulling back the dressing room curtain going, what do you think? The movie's called What Do You Think? And if that doesn't do it for you, how about this? 3 hours of Kathy Bates chopping wood. Because they tried with Wonder Woman. They're like, here's a strong woman. No, we need Kathy Bates preparing for winter.
Yes! 5 seconds.
It'd be about back behind a cab and just swinging an axe in a nightgown, and the movie's called Huh!
Yeah!
That's 1 minute.
Emmy Blotnick,
everybody.
Unbelievable. I would go see What Do You Think?
What Do You Think?
I would go see.
That's gorgeous.
All
guys,
right, everyone.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Dulce Sloan.
Dulce Sloan. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This look.
Get a load of it. Okay. All right, listen. Yes. Take it in.
Take it in.
Dulce, take it in.
Listen,
are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we going into the reaches of the troll bowl?
Trouble!
Wow. The Dulce Sloan story.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is having a baby.
Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Me not having a fucking kid right now. Bitch. Okay? I'm 34 years old. Do not tell my fucking manager. I am fucking ready. I have been leaking since the age of 11. Where is this fucking baby? Every fucking month I have to sleep very carefully not to destroy my pillow top mattress. Where the fuck is this baby at? I have looked like a mother of three since the age of 10 and I got the titties to show for it. I've had body since the Clintons were in office. Where is this baby?
15 seconds.
Around the city of New York with G-titties. Yes, they come in G's because Jesus loves me.
5 seconds.
Where is this Jewish man to get me knocked up with beautiful fucking kids? Where is it?
And that's 1 minute.
Someone get her this baby. Give it up for Headlines.
Aaron Markey.
Matt Wilkins.
Isaac Oliver.
Emmy Blotnick.
Dulce Sloan.
Thank you all.
Wow. Amazing.
That was severe.
Severe up in here.
Okay, everyone. This group is called
OK Q.
Everyone, please welcome Sarah Sherman.
Woo! Ruby Carp.
Give it up for Lisa Traeger.
Allie Brown.
And Carolina Teresa. Come on, y'all.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. What a group, what a group,
Here
what a group.
Here we go. Okay, cute.
Okay, cute.
Cute.
Guys, please welcome to the mic, Sarah Sherman.
Yes. Okay, Sarah. Oh, I love the ensemble.
Oh, this is... Give me...
Yes.
Color Balak.
Color. All right, so are we doing a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
We are doing a pre-selected topic.
Well, here we go then. Here we go. Sarah Sherman, this is your I Don't Think So, Honey, and your time will begin now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say you can't kiss babies on the mouth, okay? I don't think so, honey. You can kiss a baby on the mouth. You can kiss a baby on the head. You can kiss a baby on the feet. You can kiss a baby on the hand. You can kiss a baby on the belly. You can kiss a baby. Give me a body part. You can kiss a baby on the eyeball. You can kiss a baby anywhere. Honestly, babies don't even have mouths if you think about it. A baby body, just a bag of dough, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Baby body. Honestly, when you kiss a baby anywhere on the body, you're basically kissing its mouth because it's so small and your face is so big that you're basically kissing a baby on the mouth anytime you kiss a baby. Who thinks that you can't kiss a baby on your mouth on the mouth? Raise your hands.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
We're vulgarizing the love language on kissing on the mouth, which is sort of like a friend gesture, okay? You can kiss a baby on the mouth. World peace starts with kissing a baby on the mouth.
And that's 1 minute.
Sarah Sherman.
Start the conversation about world peace, y'all. It starts with the mouth.
Starts with the mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Please welcome LaGuardia Teen Wonder
Ruby Carp. Okay, Miss Ruby. What do we think? Are we doing a pre-selected topic or a Troll Bowl?
We are doing a pre-selected topic.
Pre-selected.
This is Ruby Carp's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Teenage boys. I'm sorry. They all want you to be their mom. Oh, I'm sorry. Your dad left. That's why you have depression. Newsflash, we all have daddy issues. Oh, please, invite me to Queens to have your mom's undercooked chicken. Why would I go to Queens? Oh, your favorite movie is The Godfather? How original, just like every other white boy on the Upper West Side. Oh, Adam Sandler, best actor ever, right? The Click, best movie ever. What? Where did that come from? You know nothing about movies because you've seen Wes Anderson once.
Oh,
and they all stop skateboarding.
15 seconds.
You are living off of your mom's trust fund. Stop asking me for nudes because you're too scared. Why would you invite me to your house when your mom is home?
5 seconds.
This is us. I do not think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Fuck you, teenage boys.
And give Ruby Carp. Give it up for Ruby Carp for being part of the school walkout on Wednesday.
Yes, hell yes.
School walkout on Wednesday.
Fuck yeah. All right, everyone, gird your loins. It's time for Lisa Traeger. Yes.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa, the hat is working on you.
Thank you.
Oh, baby.
I love it.
Oh, what a good show. I'm doing a pre-select.
Okay.
Pre-select. Here we go. Lisa, this is your I Don't Think So, Honey.
Oh,
this
God,
is the moment.
Is
and your
so
time close. Starts now.
Okay. People that don't live on the coast or in a city, you do not get an equal vote. I don't think so. Honey! No! Are American Eagle jeans the best you can buy? Half a vote. That's what happens. Do you think Kona Grill has good sushi? Half a vote. Are you in Wyoming? You don't get to vote.
3 seconds.
Back up off our lives. What are you trying to save? There's nothing. It's strip malls and Applebee's. You're disgusting. I travel. I went to Corpus Christi, Texas. Their water was poisoned, okay? I went to Tulsa, 15. Oklahoma. Guess what? Their number one tourist attraction? A hole in the middle of town. They don't know how deep it goes. You don't have a Michelin star restaurant or an art museum?
5 seconds.
You don't fucking vote. Our food is better. We see better things. You're losers. I don't want to pretend we're equal. Get out of my town.
And that's 1 minute.
Traeger.
Lisa Traeger.
Honestly, that's a great platform. Will Lisa run in 2020? We have to start asking that question now. Here we go. Give it up for Miss Allie Brown. Come on, Allie Brown.
Allie.
Ooh, come on, Allie Brown. Ooh, the shoes. I like it.
Come on. Come through.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Allie.
Yes.
Is this a troll bowl moment or a pre-selected moment?
You guys, I got a blowout, so we sure shit are doing a troll bowl.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
You get a blowout, you do a troll bowl.
Yeah, you do. Because if you're going to troll, you better get a blowout. You know what I'm saying?
I saw a lot of blowouts backstage. We'll see.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Allie.
Yes.
Your troll bowl topic is a piano.
Okay.
The instrument of a piano.
Yes.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Piano. Taking you back. I'm 8 years old. I'm in Mrs. Lewandowski's living room. She's teaching me how to play. Guess who's not doing well? Allie Brown. In case you're confused, guess who's on stage right now? Allie Brown. I got big hands. Guess who can't play piano? This monkey right here. Because once you get past do re mi, you gotta play one little thing with your left hand and another thing with your right. I don't like that. I like stability. I am a product of divorced parents. Okay? Listen up, piano. You take your grand ass and you find a warehouse to be
seconds.
In. Because you have no room in my life or in my heart. You know why? Because as I mentioned before, divorced parents, which means smaller houses but separate.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, piano, but I do think so, honey, Casio keyboards. Thank
that
you.
Allie Brown with a masterful troll ball. Oh, yeah.
That is how you do
the troll ball,
troll honey.
Ball, baby. Hundo P. Hundo P.
It is time. Storm the stage. Carolina Teresa, come
Carolina!
On. Yes, 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 yes.
These is
yes.
Bloody shoes.
Bloody shoes.
Oh, my God. Carolina, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or troll ball?
I'm going bowl.
Oh! Okay, I'll pick for you. I'll pick for you. Here we go. All right, so let's
oh
see
my God,
here.
I'm so scared.
Wow, it's getting brave up in here.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Carolina, your troll ball topic is the Obama's National Gallery portraits that they had done.
And you have to go negative.
And you must go negative.
And your time starts now.
Gramputa!
Go.
Whenever you're ready.
No lo creo, honey. The Obama's artistic portrait, whatever he said. Okay?
I don't think so, honey. The portrait wasn't beautiful enough. It wasn't artistic enough. Michelle Obama's eyebrows did not put a shudder into my soul. No, they did not. Okay? Obama didn't look like a daddy. He didn't look like a daddy. Obama didn't make me want to just take off all my clothes and
seconds.
Roll around in some honey and bust it wide open. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. How dare they? How dare they? How dare you be so black? How dare you be so beautiful? How dare you be so regal? How dare you be so amazing, Obama?
15 seconds.
How? 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 Kahinde Wiley? Kahinde Wiley? You're just going to stroll up in here and paint some beautiful-ass portrait of Obama
and
make me be the hoe my parents raised me not to be? How dare you?
That's 1 minute.
Carolina,
Carolina Teresa, give it up for OK Q.
Sarah
for Sherman. Ruby Carp. Lisa Traeger. Allie Brown. And Carolina Teresa. Yes.
Wow. Oh,
a lot
boy.
Of excitement in the room. This next category is
Legendary
Children.
Legendary Children.
Please give it up for Nathan Lee Graham.
There you go.
Come on.
Come on, Nathan
Please
Lee
give it up for Michelle DeSwart. Please give it up for Elliot Glazer.
Shinobia Large.
And Miss X Mayo. Come on.
Yes. Legendary children.
Drama.
Legendary
All right, here
children.
We go.
Nathan?
You get ready for this.
Will you
welcome
please
Nathan,
take the
Lee Graham.
Nathan Lee Graham?
Welcome him. Welcome him.
Respect. Have some
you
respect.
You are in the presence of greatness.
Have some respect.
You are in the presence of greatness.
Oh
you
my
are in
God.
The presence of greatness.
Nathan. Look at the outfit. Look at the outfit.
Come on. Look at the outfit. Please, the charcoal song.
Is this my song? Is this on?
This is on.
It's on, all honey. Right. Nathan, is it going to be pre-selected or trollable? You want to check the monitor?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, she hears you.
We can hear you.
All right, now.
All right, so are we doing a pre-selected topic?
I have something.
Okay. Okay. Something. Okay. All right, this is Nathan Lee Graham's I Don't Think So,
oh
Honey.
Oh, my God, you guys look so amazing.
Thank you.
You.
You know, pink is in.
Pink is in.
That's rule of culture number 14. Okay. Pink is in.
And your time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Walking down the goddamn sidewalk. Listen, I got three words for you. Abreast, fall back. When my single ass is walking down and your couple ass is coming down, one of you needs to fall back. You cannot walk abreast.
30 seconds.
And the person on the inside is the one that needs to fall back.
Yes.
You can keep talking. Sound travels. Ask a scientist. I'm famous. Get the fuck out of my way.
Thank you.
A bitch has shit to do.
Oh,
a black bitch has shit to do.
Finish it off.
Get out of the way!
And that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
Nathan Lee Graham.
Oh my God.
I thank God.
You.
I thank God.
I thank
every
God
day.
Every day.
Thank God every
for
day
for Nathan Lee Graham.
Everyone, Michelle DeSwart, let's go. Come
let's go,
on.
Michelle. Yes.
Here we go.
Ooh, baby, Michelle. Is it gonna be pre-selected or trollable?
Pre-selected.
Okay. Michelle, just words, I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Posh Spice isn't going on tour. No! Bitch! The Spice Girls lied to us, and it is time that we all accept that them bitches sold us the merchandise. They said friendship is forever. They fucking lied. They did not even stay friends. Every single one of them bitches.
3 seconds.
Went back. They fucking got cheated on. They got publicly humiliated. They got beaten up by light-skinned men. And then they went back to their husbands. I, as a woman of colour, have only recently been able to wear leopard print without being heckled by people. Posh Spice! You took out your boom implants and then you entered fashion and we all accepted it. So I don't think so, honey. You, bitch, are going on tour.
Michelle DeSwart! Yes!
Wow.
She should go on tour.
She should.
What the fuck is she doing?
What else is she doing?
Sitting on her skinny ass.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Please welcome
Elliot Glazer.
Elliot.
Love him.
Elliot, what's it going to be?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Great. I thought that could go either way.
All right.
It's pre-selected. Okay, so Elliot.
Yeah.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey. Time begins now.
Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey. Gay guys who post thirst traps with the hashtag, I miss summer.
Oh,
bring back summer. It's coming. Summer is coming back. If you want to show me your pubes, show me your pubes. If you want to show me a gym pic, show me a gym pic.
Wow.
I don't care about the seasons. You don't care about the fucking seasons.
30 seconds.
Just show me your butt. That's fine.
I agree.
A butt is fine.
Yeah.
I don't care about summer. If you care about summer, I don't care about summer.
15 seconds.
I don't need 15. It's that simple.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Nobody cares about the seasons. We're not children.
We don't care.
We're not children.
Children care about summer. You're a gay adult man. Put a shirt on or take it off, but stop talking about summer.
And that's why.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it, gay man. Stop it, gay man. Show us your body and shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Oh my God. Okay. It is time for Shinovia Large.
Shinovia!
Let's go!
Novi!
Come on, Shinovia.
Come on, Novi.
Yes.
Novi, classic champion sweatshirt.
Come on, Novi. All right, so what do we think? Are we doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm going pre-select.
Pre-select. You're going pre-select. She's going pre-select.
Shinovia Large's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
All right, I Don't Think So, Honey, the 50 Shades of Grey franchise. Okay? Wait a minute. And if we're going to be more specific, I Don't Think So, Honey, my raggedy-ass roommate who saw the movie one time and decided, okay, I think I'm into BDSM now. Like, no, honey, it doesn't work that way. She saw the movie once, got on OkCupid and found this musty-ass, dirty dick BDSM bae, and they've been practicing it in our apartment, and I can't fucking sleep, okay? Right? And let me be clear, I have no problems with the BDSM community, okay?
30 seconds.
You guys know what you want, you ask for, and I'm here for that. If you need to be roughed up in the bedroom to get off, I support you. But my problem is when you start breaking bed frames and busting holes in the walls at random hours of the night when I'm trying to sleep in a room that I pay rent for, I should be able to do that, okay? I've been woken up to the sounds of weird sex noises where I don't know if you're enjoying yourself.
5 seconds.
Or are you scared for your life? handcuffs breaking, headboards banging against a wall that we share. Bitch, you don't live alone, okay? I pay rent here. I should be able to sleep.
And that's 1 minute. She pays rent here. Let her fucking sleep.
Let her sleep.
If she pays rent, she better be able to sleep,
God,
you BDSM novices.
Oh,
and
boy.
And now, give it up for X Mayo. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Head to toe. Head to toe greatness.
Thank God.
Head to toe greatness.
Amazing.
Now,
X.
Let's hear.
And honestly, I have to cite my sources. It takes a village. This was gifted to me by Catalina right there on the left.
This
takes a village, bitch. And I love you.
That's support.
Yeah,
all right,
support.
Listen. Are we doing a pre-selected or a trouble?
Oh, pre-selected, bitch.
Oh, pre-selected.
This is X Mayo's mm-hmm. I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. White motherfuckers who ain't seen Black Panther. Let me tell you something. Are you mad because you didn't see yourself represented when there was a white motherfucker that was called upon when needed? That's what your ass is here for. Don't talk to me about it, Alan. I literally come and see white people. I'm like, hi, can I order a cafe latte? They're like, the reason I haven't seen Black Panther is because. It's like, I didn't see. It's that motherfucking guilt, bitch. You know your ass. You see there and see these beautiful black people living in a universe and just elevating, excelling, and our hair is beautiful even when it gets wet. God damn, I want to be in that universe. White people, everybody right now, go to Fandango and just buy a ticket.
15 seconds.
We've already beat Toy Story. Woody Allen sucked my dick. Buzz Lightyear, fuck you. Okay,
Mr. 5 seconds.
Okay, in the last 5 seconds, I want to say, go see Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
And that's
1 minute.
Yes!
Oh, it's the best movie.
It is.
It's the most amazing
yes.
fucking movie.
Give it up for the legendary children, Nathan Lee Graham,
Michelle DeSwart,
Elliot Glazer, Shinovia Large, and X Mayo.
Oh boy.
How are you feeling? You feeling hot?
Everyone's feeling good.
We got one more group here, y'all.
For this
first
half. And
it's gonna rock your fucking world. These Ooh. Are Da Boys and Da Bands.
We got our two straight boys in the entire show with some amazing drag performers. Give it up for John Trowbridge.
Give it up for Asher Perlman. Give it up for Jan Sports.
Give it up for Rosé.
And Miss Laguna Blue.
Oh, come through,
AKA
guys.
Stephanie's Child.
Stephanie's Child
is in the
y'all.
House.
Oh, my God. What a tableau.
Yes, we love this tableau. Looking amazing.
It's the Spice Girls.
These are the Spice Girls right there.
John Trowbridge,
John Trowbridge,
hit
it's
the
time.
Microphone.
Give it up for John Trowbridge, everybody. Looking cute in a hat, about to look gorgeous in another hat. All right, so John... Here's the thing. We give you guys yep. an option, and it's for trouble or a pre-selected topic. So I wonder what you'll choose.
Let's do Troll Bitch.
Brave to come here, braver even to choose the trouble.
Absolutely.
Straight thoughts. Streaming
okay,
straight
here
thoughts.
We go. Listen, bitch. Your I don't think so honey topic is Count Dracula. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, Count Dracula. People are supposed to fucking die, okay? People are supposed to die eventually, okay? You can't just walk around all day like, you know, I was here when the fucking Revolutionary War happened. Good. Suck my dick, Count Dracula. Suck my fucking dick, Count Dracula. And you're not just gonna suck my blood. I don't know why, like, vampires think they can seduce me. I'm not gonna fuck a vampire. You're pale as shit. You have sharp-ass teeth. You're horrible to fucking be around.
30 seconds.
Your houses are dank and dark and hard to get to. I gotta drive up a fucking mountain to get to your mansion.
15 seconds.
And you think I'm just gonna go up to your fucking mansion and let you turn me into one of you cucks? No, fuck you, Count Dracula. I'm gonna die when I'm 55 like everybody else here. That's right.
And that's what thank made you. John Trowbridge, amazing trouble. I love it. You
love
cute
that.
Fuck. Look at him.
Look
he's
at
so
him.
He's so hot.
Okay, and all next right. up we have Asher
Perlman. Speaking of a fucking stud.
Asher!
Look at you go. I love your shoes. Ah.
Great shoes.
Thank you.
Asher, what's going to be pre-selected or troll bull?
Let's do the bull.
All right, let's do the bull.
Wow, this is gorgeous.
All right, so your I don't think so, honey, troll bull topic is
Leah Remini's book.
Leah Remini's book called Troublemaker about the trials of her time in Scientology. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Leah Remini's book. I've already had to watch you in a movie, a bunch of TV shows, and now I have to read something you wrote. We get it. You had a really hard time. You're not covering any new ground. If you want to write a book, Leah Remini, choose a topic that hasn't been done to death by an HBO documentary.
30 seconds.
And
30 seconds.
You 1,000 times. Now, I'm going to be honest, Leah Remini's book. I don't totally know much about you, Leah Remini's book. But here's the thing, Leah Remini's book. If you want to name yourself Troublemaker, maybe make some trouble. Seems to me like you're just pandering to a bunch of people who already agree with you. That's not making trouble, Leah Remini's book. That's just called shooting down the middle.
Yeah, Leah Remini.
Asher Perlman.
You really gave it to her.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
I love it. Okay.
Here we go.
It is time for Ms. Jan Sports. Give it up for Jan.
Give it up for Jan.
Yes, Jan.
Jan.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
We're here. Both here. Both Joanne. Yes. Listen, okay, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
We're going to do pre-selected.
Okay,
pre-selected.
Absolutely. This is Jan Sports. I don't think so, honey, and her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Actors who refer to the first day of rehearsal as their first motherfucking day of school. Baby, my name is Jan Sport. I am a singer. I am a drag queen. I'm not a dancer. I'm a dreamer. And I'm a former actor, okay? I am a former actor because of these fucking idiots who say that their first day of school is rehearsal. There is a word that is meant for the theater, and it is called rehearsal. I make a fucking status about this at least once a month, and some faggots like, but you know what? It's okay because like it's the first day of school and we're meeting new people. And I'm like, yes, it's called rehearsal, you dumbass. You are not getting your degree from your non-equity production of Oklahoma out in bumfuck Illinois. Okay? Now, everybody, excuse me.
I have to
fucking go to my rehearsal for my non-equity tour of Junie B. Jones.
And that's why
Junie B. Jones.
Jan Sport.
Fantastic.
All right. It is time, everyone. Take a big old fucking sip of Rosé. Rosé. Yes, Rosé.
Come through. What's it going to be, Rosé?
What do we think?
What do we think? I'm really tempted by the bowl, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
All right, do your pre-selected.
No, fuck you guys. I want to do my pre-selected top
hat. Yes. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Have some respect for the pre-selected. This is Rosé's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't fucking think so, honey. Horoscopes. Look. Look, I am a really fucking spiritual bitch, okay? My bed is covered with crystals. I almost burnt my apartment down with sage when I was trying to clear the energy when my Christian roommate moved out. And my favorite movie is Paranormal Activity 2. Love that movie. I do not fucking love when somebody starts a conversation with me and they say something to which I respond, I was born in Dallas, but they stop me. What's your fucking sign? Like right now, tell me.
30 seconds.
Okay, it's Gemini. Oh, Aries. Bitch, let me tell you something. There are three things you need to know about me. I'm a top
seconds.
Who likes to bottom sometimes. I make all of my income dressing as a woman, and I have a rash on my arm that the doctor said was ringworm. It turns out it's eczema. It's going to get better soon, okay? But listen, we are not going to be best friends because you're
seconds.
A fucking triple Virgo. I'm going to fucking hate your motherfucking ass regardless. I don't think so, honey.
Yeah, that's one. Let's give it up for Rosé.
Rosé.
Unbelievable.
And finally.
And now, everyone, take a dive into Laguna Blue. Yes.
Laguna. Laguna.
Yes, Laguna.
Yes, come on.
Oh, my God.
All right, I love Laguna. The lipstick that Rosé left on the mic. I love it.
What do we think? Are we doing pre-selected or the troll bowl?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Okay. This is Laguna Blues. Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Don't touch my fucking hair. Listen, if you want to take a picture with me, I love that. Just don't put your fingers around my hair, okay? if you want to see my beard, a surefire way to do it is press yours against mine. Okay. The next one is I love it when a gay man, a sassy one, who gets really excited, and I am super nervous. I'm excited. And the best one is a drunk girl who's like, "Oh my God, you're so pretty. Wait, you're a man. Why is your makeup more beautiful than mine? Wait, can I touch it? Wait, no, bitch. My entire hairdo is more expensive than your entire closet from Urban Outfitters."
15 seconds.
It's like Christina Aguilera says, "I only look, but I never touch."
Yes!
Okay? Unless you're Ryan Reynolds, because then, bitch, you can tear this hair up. Okay?
5 seconds.
What?
Five seconds.
Love me. Follow me on Instagram.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Give it up for Laguna!
Laguna Blue!
Woo! All right,
oh,
everyone.
My God.
So listen.
Listen.
I know that you thought that this first act of I Don't Think So, Honey was over, but no. We're going to tell our straights on stage, John Trowbridge and Asher Perlman, to fucking scram. Scram,
bye, guys.
Straight.
Give it up for John Trowbridge and Asher Perlman.
And now we are going to be gagged by a performance from Stephanie's Child, Jansport, Rosé, and Laguna Blue. Let them get information.
A phone, yeah. And then do you want to grab one of those mics over there?
All right, everyone, after the performance, we're going to take a quick intermission, but please enjoy this performance from Stephanie's Child. And we'll be back right after this. Here we go.
Hey.
They pull up in their Ubers and they gawk at the faggots in the bars just to find some cock.
Take all of you, you might be loaded.
Oh,
but little do you know that we are Rosé.
Jennifer.
Laguna.
Sent
to the city with our phones and their hands to work, work.
Looking for a bottom work, work,
work,
work, work.
Rosé, you disgust me.
You disgust me? I'm a prep bitch, baby, you can trust me.
It's such a pain. You come across a perfect dick and he's insane.
You want a conversation? I want some penetration.
So listen to my declaration. All these truths to be self-evident. Not all types are created equal.
And when I meet Matt Rogers, I'm gonna say, hey, honey, I'm sorry.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.